Hello, Sherman. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Gentlemen, I was working years ago in Spokane at a convenience store right on I-82.
My God, that already sounds like a nightmare. I was at a convenience store in Spokane. Like, you could stop there and we get it.
There was some different things that happened there. The manager who worked during the day, and I was the closing, well, the overnight, like 11 to 7. One night, a gentleman come in about 3 o'clock in the morning and wanted to purchase beer on his account that knew the manager very well and had an account there. And he says, well, it's not actually technically selling beer. You're just... putting it on my account. I explained to him that, no, it's technically selling beer. And he had a burrito cooking, one of the large burritos, in the microwave. And when I told him that he couldn't purchase and I wouldn't unlock the coolers, he went over to the microwave, he grabbed the burrito and hurled it at me behind the counter. And it splattered all over the window behind me and all over all the cigarettes and everything else that was in there. And it was kind of a nightmare. When the manager came in the next morning, I explained what happened to him, and he was, I'm sorry. And I told him, I says, I don't want this to happen again, or I can't work here anymore. And it never did happen again. But
did you ever see that guy again?
No. So it was like there was a house right next to the store that always had a bunch of motorcycles parked out front or along the side and out back and in the alley and stuff. And so, yeah, and I never saw him again. He didn't come in the store anymore or needed anybody in the, who was in the house to come over.
But did he come from that house?
He came from that house. He knew the account. He had his bike there and stuff.
Well, that's old school. I've heard about it at bars.
But
I've never heard about that type of one-on-one situation at a retail.
Convenience.
Yeah, at that kind of a place.
Hey, Sherman, let me ask you this. Now, when he threw the burrito, did he have bad aim and missed, or did you actually have to duck?
No, I dug.
Okay.
You George Bushed it.
He would have hit me with that hot burrito, and there would have been bean stuff all over me.
Miss me. I still remember when George Bush had that shoe thrown at him when he popped
it. He dodged
back
it good.
He looked like he popped up like, ha, miss me.
Yeah. That's a quick dodge, too.
When it comes to work, who was the worst person or customer you ever had to deal with? 206-803-ROCK.
Ted, wasn't your buddy, I guess it's a Royal Farms in Baltimore, he was stabbed?
Oh, yeah. So that one is gone now. But
the location.
That location.
Ah, okay.
Right? Because we used to work at this bar. Like, they tore down that whole block.
Oh, yeah.
But that was kind of the thing. Rural Farms is like, again, I'm...
24-hour convenience store.
But they had, like, fresh... And they had fried chicken that people loved. And then you could go in there and get subs and everything. So this one was right next to Johns Hopkins University. So you would go in there after the bars, and we would always get the same, chicken subs, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So the one night, it's the guy's first night working there. It's taken a while. My buddy's kind of like, come on, dude. Like, hurry up. And the guy's like, blah, blah, blah. Do you want to take it outside? So my buddy, not missing a beat, is like, sure, whatever. We can go outside. And he's walking first. He opens the door. And before he can get outside, the guy that had been working, who had the giant knife, just starts stabbing him. And I mean, seriously, he literally almost died. He collapsed his lung and everything else. But yeah, the dude stabbed him, I think, 6 times because he said he was taking too long making the sub.
That's day one.
I wonder how that worked out in court.
You know what's funny? I don't know the end of that. I don't know. I mean, look, the dude, well, that's the other part of the story. Like, the guy didn't continue working there.
Yeah.
Obviously, the other worker was like, you got to leave. But there was just crazy stuff at that store. I mean, look, we used to steal stuff from that store.
Yeah.
And then one night we were in there, and a dude took, like, 2 whole cases of, like, chocolate bars or something. And he runs.
Chocolate bars.
So he just had a bunch of stuff, and he runs out. And me and my buddy mainly, chases him down. But I'm kind of with him, so we come back in, and the woman's like, "Thank you too so much. What can I give you guys?" And we were like, "We couldn't. Couldn't imagine taking a single thing for free from this store.
Certainly not a six-pack of beer. Sure.
Right, we had stolen candy bars and everything
else. That's why you're being good.
That's right. So it's just funny. The one time they were like, do you guys want something for free? We were like, no, no, no.
We like to steal.
Basically.
We'll come in and get it.